afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hello everybody and welcome to Rock Solid, your comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis.
Hi there. I'm Gary.
And Gary, what number of show is this?
50 Deuce.
50
One
Deuce.
1 year.
How would Pardo say that? Nickel Deuce. 1 year under our belts.
Congratulations, Pat.
Thank you.
They
thank
said
you.
It would never last.
Thank you. And our goal was to
and
do
that was
1 year.
Matt who said that.
Our goal was to do 1 year and then out. So
all right, we're done. See
we're
you
done.
Later.
See ya.
Yeah, remember it was. Remember like it was yesterday. It was the 4th of July, 2011. We had our first organizational meeting for this.
The time really went by quickly, didn't it?
It zoomed by.
Yeah.
Was Elise pregnant when we started this?
No.
No, sir. You had sexual relations, mm-hmm. knocked your wife up.
I did not have sexual relations
with my wife,
Miss Belknap.
So that's crazy.
Yeah, it is.
That is really crazy. Like we started this.
It was not long after that I guess that we
well,
can see.
Well, hey, I know.
You were in the mood from this
from this podcast. This podcast. Is where they none of the music they were using in the bedroom was working. As soon as they started playing Rock Solid in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm. And my wife does listen to the show, although now that she's on maternity leave, she hasn't really listened to it in a while.
You can't expose Charlie to Uriah Heep.
No. They have studies have shown yeah. that there's been developmental disorders linked to Uriah Heep.
Yes, he's been listening to Uriah Heep. This show came along right, just the right time for me. I was like in the middle of just like this horrible unemployment stretch. I don't know what I would have done without. Yeah, I needed to keep busy, so this really gave me something to do.
And now you have like all these jobs.
Now I have all these jobs,
and we're so just in your way.
You're in my way.
We're in the way. Now we got a schedule around Gary's schedule.
Holding you back.
But I think we've evolved. We've grown. We've gotten better. Reading the comments lately, people very excited about Matt Belknap. They think we've
yes.
really kicked it up into another
thank
gear.
You.
Thank iTunes reviews too.
It's, thank you to everyone who said that. That was nice.
Yeah. It's cool.
Very Gary, cool. by the way. Has no beard.
Yeah, he kind of trimmed it down real
for year
close.
Two. He's going Don Johnson stubble.
Trying to get some. I was messing around with some new clippers and I accidentally took it down to the bare wood. It's yeah. shocking.
Does your wife like the beard?
She never notices. She's like, did you get a haircut? Something, but you know, she can't quite put her finger on it. But if you've been to a tanning booth, what's
you have
going
brown
on?
Eyes. What's yeah,
but
my brother has a beard and his wife hates it.
Oh really? Oh,
and he keeps it.
I yeah. can't imagine, because just knowing that I've had beards in the past, and my wife didn't like it either, because it's scratchy. I mean, I don't yeah. know why any woman would like that.
Yeah, it's ticklish on your lady parts.
You like yeah, I didn't realize how much of my identity was tied up into it until it was gone, but now, you know, I'll get it back.
My brother's had it for like 8 years, like full on. You know, he looks like he ran for president in the 1800s.
Wow.
Do you know who the last president to have a beard was?
Teddy Roosevelt.
Yeah,
was it Clinton? Because I know
I
he had
a mustache.
Yeah, Teddy Roosevelt didn't even have a beard. That was a terrible guess.
He had a soul patch.
Was it Ulysses S. Grant?
I believe it was. I believe it wow. was. I went into that not knowing.
Could you get elected
so
in
none
2012?
Of us
no, we don't. I don't even know if I can name all the presidents. I could, but not in order. I know there's Benjamin Franklin.
So,
could you get elected with a beard nowadays, I wonder?
No. You could be like mayor of Brooklyn or something, probably.
Or how cool would you be if you got elected with a soul patch as president?
That would be sweet. Just
what if you got elected
and then
after
it.
The election, between the election and the inauguration, like no one sees you for a couple months? You just show up with this crazy Amish beard.
Yeah, remember how crazy when Al Gore had that beard
yes.
after the election? He's on
yeah.
bananas. And he did go bananas.
Yeah, you'd be like that. You'd be like Conan O'Brien. He leaves and he comes back. He's got this red beard.
That's what it means. Public figures growing a beard, it means you've gone off the rails. That's
a warning.
That's what that yeah. signifies.
Now, Pat, everybody yeah. wants to know what's going on with your toe.
Oh.
That was
oh, yeah.
Pat sends this picture around of his toe looks like a backwards number seven, like his like his, yeah. his ring toe, and like a German seven with the line through it. It was just like
someone told me that I should have an emergency room Twitter account.
This what is like happened? The third time
I know
you've live tweeted an emergency.
Been
event.
A great year. this podcast and then all downhill for me. You had a son and I've had injuries.
Yeah, what the
hell? I had the kids, both girls. We went overnight and stayed at a friend's beach house, and we were boogie boarding. What was it? Monday, the day we're leaving. Dad, are you going to boogie board? Absolutely, I'm boogie boarding. Throw the wetsuit on, and the tide goes out. The tide goes way out, mm-hmm. and then it comes in. By noon, it's up to the beach house, so you have to boogie board early in the morning. Mm-hmm. But there's a very rocky coastline. Oh. So I was out there after the
Where
water
are you,
hit.
Castle Rock?
it was Ventura County. So the water had come over the rocky area, and I was just walking out and just, you know, like when you walk and you don't know there's a step there and you take that extra step. Yeah. Okay, now do that in bare feet, and that extra step is jagged rocks. So my foot just, boom, and immediately, and it was a toe that I've broken before. That's why it's crooked.
That's why I thought it was funny. It's like, yeah, that bend, yeah, that happened before.
The bend happened before.
So it was the hurt. So that toe has bad luck.
That toe is terrible. And, I actually gonna have to go see an orthopedist this year, and maybe they might have to re-break that and set it or something. Goof. Because it's, I think as I get older, that might cause me problems.
Yeah. You should have it cut off and have it like a Jerry Garcia hand where he didn't have that. Just have like a missing toe and like thereby hangs a tail. Just like, talk about it, like a shark or something.
So that's what happened. And actually, I just went to make sure that it wasn't broken. I just wanted to know, and it wasn't broken, but it doesn't look good and it's a bad sprain. But it feels, it actually feels okay.
And then later on today, you're hopping on a plane to go to a high school reunion.
Yeah, 30th reunion, and I'm in charge of the music.
Oh, boy.
Is that for real?
Yeah, I am.
A lot of Uriah Heep.
I've got, I only took music from 79 to 82. That would be when we would have been from ninth grade to graduation. Mm-hmm. So there's no Mumford and Sons. There's not going to be, you know, any
I think
of
we
that
all
stuff.
Assumed that, Pat. We all assumed that that's how it works at at any reunion. You just play the music.
There's not going to be any Kings of Leon.
I mean, what else would you play at a reunion but the music from your high school days?
There's not going to be any Lenny Kravitz.
No Kravitz?
No Kravitz.
Come on, man.
82.
Make an exception for Kravitz.
He was still Romeo Blue, I think, back then.
What if he did a cover of a song from that period? Will you play that?
No, can't do it. Damn. I have my list right here. I could go through it.
That should have been this episode.
Yeah, your reunion. Well,
we'll do that. Let's do that another time. Because you guys, are you the same age?
Now, let me tell you something. No, I'm older.
It'll still be different music.
Older than
Gary.
I was 81 to 84.
I think the actual reunion is about 3 or 4 hours long. I have 16 hours of music. Because I'm just going to put it on the shuffle. And I tried not to have any group in here more than twice. There were some exceptions where I might have a group in there twice.
I'm a little offended that you're not just going to be playing Rock Solid. Like, just play episodes. Just start at the beginning, but, you know, see how many episodes you get to.
One guy told me, the guy who's running the whole thing told me no Cheap Trick. I go, well look, there's got to be two songs.
You're out of luck there. Yeah. What now? Do you have any scores to settle? Or are you going
to? No, to be honest, my high school enemy committed suicide, so that's...
advantage?
Yep, nip that in the bud.
That's terrible.
Or did he?
Well, you think he's coming? You think it's all ruse?
No, I think you murdered him.
Uh-oh. No, he was...
You staged it.
No, he never left the hometown, and that's enough to commit suicide right there.
Ouch.
So, and then there's my drunk cousin who I never... I try to avoid at all costs, because he's... always drunk.
He was
I'm
in
not
class.
Kidding. Yes. Wow. He's always drunk. No matter when I'm home, what hour of the day I see him, drunk.
It's kind of weird that you went to you in your own class was a cousin. I guess that happens a lot, but I've
Yeah, there was a lot of inbreeding where I lived.
And there's some debate town. About whether your wife is going or not.
Yeah, it's if we can get my oldest daughter on the plane, then we're all going. But if we can't get her on the plane,
because everyone's gonna be like, it's so sad. Pat was walking around with this screenwriting magazine, telling everybody this lady was his wife. It was really pathetic.
Really embarrassing.
I want to get one of those things like they have on Star Trek, where they just like put something to your neck and it just goes, and then you pass out, right, and then we just carry my daughter. Well, I mean, my daughter literally to fly with her is like getting a B.A. Baracus on the plane.
I can on the plane.
Do. Yeah, give her a cheeseburger with a little sprinkling of
how dumb was
on.
That dude? He falls for that every time. Hey, B.A., you want a chocolate shake? I love a chocolate shake.
He loves burgers and shakes. He's like, well, what? We're standing next to an airplane. Oh, man, this isn't looking good. Oh, what, food?
Food. I love corn on the cob with some methadone sprinkled on it. Would that cause you to sleep?
But seriously, I always wonder that, too. Like, I would rather be just knocked out and then wake up where I'm
and
supposed
you're there.
To be.
Yeah, you know, be like being in a coma.
That's the ultimate luxury.
You wake up, your kids are married, you have grandkids.
That's even better
your
than
bones
a
bones have atrophied.
Isn't that better than a private jet?
Yeah.
To like go to sleep and wake up in a different place.
Oh, it's almost knowing. Like that for me anyway, because usually as soon as I get on the plane, especially a red eye, conk.
Yeah, you do sleep. I'm almost jealous of you, your ability to just fall asleep on a plane.
Well, Matt.
Well, maybe it's because I'm sitting next to you talking. That always helps.
So, and anniversary shows, reunions, it's all a great time to look back. So this is...
we're just going to play clips from our past 51 shows.
We're going to have a lot of flashbacks. Remember that time. But this is... we're at the midway point of the year. Why not have our best of 2012 so far? It's like getting a 10 best list in a bonus one.
Right. It's what we think. It's our personal best.
Yeah. Now, my rule was I wasn't going to... I was going to try not to play things that I've played before. It's like... The Shins and Best Coast and things like that, like you know, just to like give you a taste of something new. So it won't be in order or anything like that, but just little snapshots.
So like your first one isn't. You're not saying this is the absolute.
Right. This is number
whatever. It's a hodgepodge.
Eight or whatever. Just little things in. Well, you know, like every show, I hope like there's something like did you hear and like oh yeah, I want to go buy, want to check that out more.
Yeah, that's what I hope. I mean, I hope people just even if they just hear one song and go you know, I don't like that band, but that song is pretty good. Buy it.
For example, have you heard any of that new Ben Queller album?
I have not heard Ben Queller.
He's so good. He was one of those guys like he got a huge deal at age 15. Now,
who are the three Bens? Because I get
Queller. There's Lee, and there's Folds.
Okay, I know Folds and I know Lee. Lee's kind of odd looking a little bit.
Maybe
his eyes are close together.
He's got a big ears and yeah.
Queller, I don't know who that is, but go ahead.
He's like a Texas guy, and he was like a power pop prodigy and like a grunge. Like he had like this band called Radish, like at the heyday of grunge, and he was like 15, and he seriously got like a big deal, and you know they didn't go anywhere. He's a 15-year-old kid, but
yeah, what does he know?
But he's kept putting out music, and it gets better and better. It sounds this new album is called Fly a Kite. And it sounds really cool, like the Raspberries or something like that.
Ooh, I like the Raspberries.
I think it's called Lonely Girl?
Oh, no, I like...
Jealous Girl.
Jealous Girl.
I like giving the Raspberries.
Oh, my God.
Not too shabby, huh?
No, I like that a lot. I would buy that.
I'll even forgive the girl world rhyme. That's got to stop.
That's got to stop.
Yeah, but that's fine.
Is the whole CD?
It's
top notch.
Yeah, it's a finger snapper. Because you know I'm like a song guy. But, you know I don't listen to a lot of CDs front to back. But that's one that's got a lot of good.
All right, cool.
What's on your list?
Oh, I'm gonna start off with something that will be roundly disliked.
Great.
And it's by a band that I don't think anyone likes.
Good,
I think there might be even a punchline at this point.
I'm listening.
But they...
Guilty pleasure.
Guilty pleasure. They were popular, and then something happened where then just they weren't... Something happened. They just kind of disappeared for like a year or two, and I think they were even going to break up. And then they had a song, and they came back strong, and now they're... Big, but you know, this is a song that my girls like, and I do like it. And the band is Train, and it's a song called Drive By, and I just think it's catchy.
Oh, I was overwhelmed and angry, scared as hell because I really fell for you. Oh, I swear to you, I'll be there for you. This is not a drive by.
sounds like something that the that Will Ferrell and Chris Kattan would have danced to. But I'm moving my head like that. So I don't know what a Train album sounds like, but I know that if they had a greatest hits album, I would pick it up in a heartbeat because I buy all the singles when they come out on iTunes because I like them all.
You can't deny that Pat Monahan, great voice. But,
he does have a great voice.
But that's Soul Sister. That's like a crying
Soul Sister.
That's like on the level of We Built This City or something. That's a
yes. They're both great. Correct. That song, I didn't know that was an actual song because it was my first exposure to it was like an LG television commercial or something. And then months after that ad had been on, I heard it in where were we? We were driving to Max FunCon and we stopped at a Chili's or something.
Yeah, playing. Of course, that's where you play Train, Chili's.
Was it Chili's or where were we? No, it was Islands.
Yeah. And, oh, yeah, you're right. It was Islands.
And that song was on and a waiter walked by and he goes, I hate this song. He was risking his own employment to let everyone know. Yeah. He seriously was screaming.
Yeah, no tip. No tip from me. You do that.
It was weird. You remember that?
Yeah, I do.
And I was like, oh, this is an actual song. I only heard that, part in that ad. And I was like, that's kind of catchy. But it's catchy for a commercial.
No, I remember when Train would be on Howard Stern like years and years ago, and they would sing like Led Zeppelin covers and stuff. It was amazing. Yeah. So, you know, sometimes you have to make a song that's accessible to Radio Disney.
And what was their first thing, their first go around that big
Drops
hit?
Of Jupiter.
Sweet Virginia, actually, was before that. And then Drops of Jupiter.
Meet Virginia. Those are both terrible.
I used to think in Drops of Jupiter they were saying Van Halen is overrated, but it's Man Heaven is overrated. Van Halen is hey.
You were like, who the fuck are you?
Who are you?
You're like, that's down. Blasphemy. Oh, heaven. Never mind.
Oh, okay. Oh, heaven. Yeah, probably
we all agree with you on that. But if you talk shit about Van Halen,
I will kill you. Okay. Gary.
This is a song that I think it's making inroads on the radio. Like, there's some weird songs all of a sudden on the radio. Like, people are kind of fighting back from the dance music things a little bit.
I think that Fun cracked it all open, didn't it?
It was Fun cracking it open. And, this is, I think they're from Iceland. They're called Of Monsters and Men.
Whoa.
And it kind of has a little bit of that Mumford & Son vibes. Let's see what you think of it. It's called Little Talks.
There won't be any Little Talks at the reunion or any Mumford &
This also has that boy-girl thing that's very popular now. Boys and girls are getting together.
Like co-ed rock.
Hey, I got a t-shirt that says co-ed naked rock and roll. So hold my hand, I'll walk with you, my dear. The stars creak as you sleep, it's keeping me awake. It's the house telling you to close your eyes. And some things I can't even trust myself. It's killing me to see this way. Cause though the truth may bury this, ship will carry our bodies safe to shore.
Sounds pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Seems like you could get down to that.
I don't know what a whole album of that would be like, though.
I don't know either.
Loud.
It also seems like
horny.
Maybe that would be played like as the end credits of Ice Age 4.
It could be.
That female vocal did sound a little Bjorkish.
Yeah, she
She's
did.
She's from Iceland. Yeah. So, I mean, you might be right.
Ice Age, Iceland.
That would be really good to listen to while I was having a nice glass of iced tea.
Mmm.
And then, yeah, with the rapper iced tea. The famous rap talker.
Fantastic. What that was Mike Tyson.
Yes.
Did you guys see that Brave?
I did.
Oh, yeah, I did.
That's good.
I liked it a lot, good. Yeah.
Nice. I thought it was okay. Yeah. Sorry.
That's okay.
Did you see it with Zoe?
Yeah.
Was she scared?
Yep.
I won't see a movie again.
For her.
It's weird. No, she hung in there, and she ended up liking it, and I was proud of her. She was, what's the word? Oh, she was brave. but I don't know. This isn't a movie podcast. But
okay.
Because I love Pixar, but I hold them to a very high standard.
Right.
And story-wise, I thought it was like a C+.
But it's also not Cars 2.
But it
looks
a million
incredible.
Zillion times better than Cars. I didn't even see Cars 2. Mm-hmm. But the fucking animation is on a whole new level. It's unbelievable to look at.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
I forget now that I'm even watching a computer.
Yeah.
I don't know what I think I'm watching, but
the scene where they're salmon fishing and they're wet, like to computer animate hair, period, is hard, but then wet hair.
And then her hair was crazy. Yeah,
crazy. Bare hair is crazy.
Bare hair. Oh, yeah. I mean, their next project should be an animated hair.
Yes. Did you like the short at the beginning, La Luna?
I did. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, it was over, and my oldest daughter, she just goes, "That was my favorite one so far." Because we always go, "Oh, there's going to be a short at the beginning."
Yeah. Meanwhile, Zoe was like, "When's Brave going to start?"
Right.
She like got through the trailer. She was like, you know, somehow was patient enough. And I was like, "Well, it's going to be soon. It's going to be soon." And then that fucking started.
What's this Euro Film Festival bullshit?
Yeah. Well, actually, and Elise realized like before it started, she was like, "Oh, yeah." She remembered that they would do that. She was like, "Zoe, there's going to be like a little movie before the movie." And Zoe was just like, "What?"
And it's going to be
LG commercial.
It's going to be well over your head.
Yeah.
It
was cute.
Yeah, it was cute. Okay.
What is next on your rock list?
This is a CD that we talked about a long time ago. We both talked about it a little bit. It's Joe Walsh's Analog Man.
Oh.
I am digging this CD so much. I don't know what it is about his voice, his weird, twangy, maybe he can't really sing type of a voice. But this is a song called One Day at a Time. It's about him realizing that he has a problem.
Oh.
And with alcohol and drugs, which he's clean and sober now, and produced by Jeff Lynne. And this has a very traveling Wilbury sound to me. So let's hear One Day at a Time. And it's it's his first solo album in 20 years, and he likes to write and sing about himself.
that sounded pretty cool, though.
Yeah,
those lyrics sure were cryptic. What's he talking about?
I know. No, a lot of the songs are on the nose, but somehow he makes it work for me for this. So
that makes me so happy because I'm happy when anybody gets some recovery under their belt, but
yeah, and he really seems to have it.
When the hell did he get? Because I thought I would have assumed he'd cleaned up years ago. Was this recent?
I think he's, what's recent, 5 years? I mean, I think since he's got back with the Eagles, I think he's really been just totally clean. None of those lapses or maybe, I have a beer here and there. I think he's really, there's songs about family. There's songs about finding his soulmate. And there's all those kind of songs.
Did you guys happen to see that MTV show where they had, like, the Kids of Stars singing competition?
Oh, I remember that,
and
yeah.
I think they had Dee Snider's kid and poor Olivia Newton-John's girls' basket case.
Yes.
But they had Joe Walsh's daughter, and it was the most heartbreaking thing I ever saw on TV, because having that basket case for a dad couldn't have been easy. But she sang that, and she had kind of a nice little voice. She sang that Don Henley song, I think it's called Heart of the Matter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Forgiveness.
Yeah.
And it went right through you.
And that had to make him mad because I don't think him and Henley.
This one's for you, Dad. It's by your arch rival.
Why don't you sing Rocky Mountain Way? What's up with that?
I know. Come on.
Coolness. All right. This is one that I also played a different track earlier in the year. But one of those bands was just like blowing up with hype at South by Southwest, and it really lives up to it. It's the Alabama Shakes, and this is a different song. This is a good cleaning the house song, you know, sweeping up and dusting. It's called Hang Loose.
So it's a song for the ladies.
It's for the ladies.
So they can clean it up.
So they can do some housework.
Enjoy this, housewives. And put a meal on the table.
Making some noise with those pots and pans.
Oh!
Motown
sure.
feel to it.
That Motown, but also, yeah, that kind of Muscle Shoals. Southern fried boogie woogie.
See, when I hear Alabama in the title, I immediately think it's going to be something
Skinner.
Different.
Or something.
Skinner, yeah. Sweet Home.
It's kind of like that.
I'm going to say, this is interesting, you guys. You guys have one song in common this week, and it's
that's weird.
Not what either. I don't think I would have expected this from either of you, although maybe more Pat than Gary. But.
I think maybe
so. It's going to be interesting to see when it comes out. I know when Pat was going to play it, but see if Gary touches on it at some point.
That's right. Exciting.
Well, this
we're adding some suspense to the episode.
This is it needs something at this point. This is we dedicated a whole show to this band. But this album did come out in 2012, and I do like the album. And this is from Van Halen's A Different Kind of Truth, and this is called Blood and Fire. And the lyrics in this are great because Dave does a little talking part, and he says, told you I was coming back, say you miss me. It's fun. So let's hear Blood and Fire. Coming back. Say you miss me. Say it like it means. And then we get this crazy Eddie solo. But I love these lyrics. Forgotten empires, lost victories long past. Every time I bloomed again, I thought it was the last. And then something crazy happens, and then he says, boom! I'm doing the victory dance. And then he goes into that talking part. And yeah, I guess that sums up David Lee Roth.
That's it. That sums up.
But I like that song.
For me, that's like it's like Preston made me watch that Jack and Jill movie.
No, I saw you post that on Facebook.
Oh, boy.
Oh, for Christ's sakes, I don't want to watch this. And I saw, so I just watched it. It was so funny. This is and that's how I felt about that Van Halen. I'm like, there's no reason that this is going to be good. And I ended up really liking it. And like in the Peter and the Wolf model, I think the Eddie guitar represents Al Pacino, because it's just like, well, that's right. This guy's like the best at what he does. Look at that. And so everybody listened to that album, and everybody watched Jack and Jill. And thank me later.
Yeah.
Did anybody watch Jack and Jill?
I have not.
I have not, but I think...
You are swaying me a little, because I was a huge Sandler fan in college. And
sure.
When he was at his peak of his power in my mind. But.
Is there anything... How objectionable? What is it? Is there swearing? Is there...
There's like some, you know, some...
Well, Preston watched it. So
harmless sexual innuendo and stuff, yeah. But yeah, nothing...
it's PG, right?
Well, maybe we'll see that then.
I'm coming out of the booth.
Oh, tool booth Willie.
Yep.
All right, Gary.
So, you know, Guided by Voices, they put out their big comeback record on January 1st.
GBV.
GBV. And I thought, oh, man, that's stupid because no one, you know, that's like the earliest you could put something out in a year. And no one's going to remember it by the end of the year when they're doing the best of or even the half year best of.
But maybe they thought,
let's put out another album in June.
I thought they said, we're going to put out January 1st because people will get to enjoy it for an entire year.
For the entire year, yeah. Well, okay.
You can listen to things whenever you want.
That's true.
Oh, you mean, arbitrary.
Wait a minute. Because I usually listen to something for a year and then, then I burn it.
No, you can keep listening after the year.
Oh, my God. I thought there was an expiration date on tunes. Okay.
This has been an eye-opener. But they just this month they put out their second comeback record. It's called Class Clown Sees UFO. And we're going to hear the...
Class Clown Spots a UFO.
Spots a UFO. And we're going to hear the title track.
All right.
Or
oh, that's the title track? Is there a title track that's called Class Clown Spots UFO?
Sure.
Which is probably the greatest title I've ever heard for anything.
This might happen at my reunion this weekend if I see something in the skies.
Everybody hold your hands up high. Everybody should be touching the sky.
So that's, I'm sorry, that's Class Clown Spots UFO, and I was looking up to see what some of the other, there's some other, it's 21 songs in just under 40 minutes, and there's some great titles on there. Probably, that is a good one, Matt, but my favorite might be Worm with Seven Broken Hearts.
Oh, that poor worm.
Because a worm has seven hearts.
Yeah.
And they're all broken.
And he's sad.
Science.
He, the thing I know about Guided by Voices is that they have a ton of music.
Yeah. Like
I appreciate the output by bands when they're just like, fuck it.
It's like Prince or something. You just can't turn it off.
And which album's better as an album? The one that came out January 1st or the newest one?
I don't know. I think this one might be a little bit better.
Does it feel like they were recorded at the same time, or does it feel like two separate entities?
Those Back to the Future sequels. Yeah. they just seem timeless.
Okay.
They sound like they were recorded in 1996.
All right. Perfect.
Yeah.
My next song is from a band that I didn't know anything about until a couple episodes ago. It's the new album by Motion City Soundtrack.
Oh, yeah.
And just because he was on the show isn't why I'm playing this. Because if I didn't like the album that he gave me,
no,
I would never talk about it again.
No.
But I really do like this album. It's right in the wheelhouse for me of Rooney or A Tinted Windows. I feel it has that type of a sound. And this is a song called Son of a Gun.
When I listen to your voice squawking noise, I am thinking how to count them back. With some nonsense and stink, I see little raindrops of love forming under your eyelids. As I push you too far, I know I'm a son of a gun. Pissing you off just for fun. You're overcommitted.
And, really, the only negative thing I can say about this album is I do not care for the drumming. But everything else is... No, I do like this album from start to finish.
It's glorious.
Yeah,
it's
really great.
I'm so happy that he was able to be on the show. And I tried to make it out to that in-store at Amoeba, and then like, I couldn't do it. Then I'll go to the Troubadour, but it
was sold out.
Wasn't in the car. So that's good.
It was sold out. I mean, I'm sure we could have called.
Probably could have pulled some strings.
But we don't want to be like that.
But if they come back through again, though, I think we should go.
Let's do that. Let's do that thing.
Your turn, Kate.
This song rocks. This is a group. It's like, it's almost like the classic formation of a group now. It used to be like a guitar, bass, drums, four piece, and a singer. Now everybody's like a guitarist and a drummer. That's all the bands. But this is a group that they were like, they're from Vancouver, and they were gonna pack it in. They had recorded this album like, this isn't working out. But then people started hearing this and like, why don't you stick it out a little bit longer? And I think it might be their biggest hit ever. They're called the Japan Droids.
Uh-oh.
And this song is called The House That Heaven Built. Listen to this. Not to like those songs. I always get a kick out of that.
That's great.
Japan Droids, and the album has a cute drawing of a teddy bear on it.
Hey, people are going to be able to make a nice mixtape
totally
for this show.
Yeah, I think I might post a little zip on the Facebook page.
Oh, look out.
What?
Yeah, you know, maybe people hear something. Oh, no.
Summer sirens, summer sirens. That is, we talked about it last week. But, oh, my God, the Howard Kramer album.
Oh, he is a nut.
Awesome.
He is so crazy.
Summer sirens.
Summer sirens is probably the best.
The jam of the summer.
Yeah, very
so
good.
So great.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, we're going to put Matt
down. Maybe I should play, that should be our play out. Actually.
Okay. Let's play that as our play out.
Because you guys got to get a taste of the whoop, whoop,
whoop, whoop.
Let's. I think I'm going to skip my next song and go to the one that's after that.
Okay.
I just have two left. If that helps.
Oh, okay. Oh, gee, okay.
But you could double up. Whatever right. You got to do.
So
and don't forget. Somewhere in this episode.
Overlap.
So this is a band that maybe people might even put them in the category of Train even.
Yep.
And this album doesn't come out until September. It's their new album is going to be called North. It's their first album in like, I don't know, maybe 10 years, maybe a long time. But the single just dropped on iTunes. It's called She's So Mean. And I thought this was a great song. This is Matchbox 20.
Oh, boy.
She's a hardcore candy store. Give me some more, girl. Girl. She'll make you take her to the club, but then she leaves with her friends. She likes to stay late at the party because the fun never ends. And all her clothes are on the floor and all your records are scratched. She's like a one-way ticket because she can't come back. She's so mean. She'll freak out.
That's legit pop music.
That is legit pop music.
It is.
Not mad.
I know. You sit there and you go, okay, gonna hate it.
Yeah.
You fuckers.
I don't know. I did. You know, when they first came out, that song Push was kind of good.
That first album's pretty good.
And then
pretty
they great. Just went so wrong. But it was weird because that first song was like, whoa, this is about like abuse. This is kind of, I don't know, edgy is not the right word because the music wasn't edgy, but. You know, it's about a guy beating up his lady.
Right.
What came after is like, couldn't have been softer.
Look, the reason the guy's beating up his lady is she's so mean.
Yeah, it turns out this is the big reveal 20 years later.
But I don't know. They do something catchy, don't they?
Kind of.
Yeah. All right.
It reminds me of that great, remember that Chrissy Haberman joke? Where he said, there's something wrong with my car radio. It won't stop playing that song Smooth. The mechanic's like, that's not just you. That's everybody. But that was everywhere. But there before the grace of Adam Levine.
Matchbox 20. After the first album, they changed the 2-0 to the word 20.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why?
Think about
why?
It. Why Think about that? It. I don't know.
I don't know why either.
But it doesn't seem like he should be on the Voice instead of Adam Levine. Like Adam Levine seems like he's still like in the business, but maybe not. Maybe
I don't know because I'm not a Maroon 5 dude. Mm. I don't know.
All right.
Wait, what is that's weird. What is the guy from Matchbox 20's name?
Rob Thomas.
He's
had two legitimate like solo albums. I mean, I'm legitimate in sales and
yeah.
So
he's too legit to quit.
He is.
He can't stop now.
I loved Veronica Mars. Just kidding. That's a different Rob Thomas.
So this song in particular, I love this album. This one I've been woofing about as my favorite album so far this year. But this song in particular, it sounds like, hey, you got my REM Houses of the Holy on your. No, REM Out of Time on your Led Zeppelin Houses of the Holy. It sounds like a mix of those two songs. It's from Blunderbuss, and it's Jack White, and this is called Hip Eponymous Poor Boy. Listen to this. Shiny, happy people. Well, I get into the game. But it's always the same. I'm the man with the name Hippopotamus. Oh boy, oh boy. Call me whatever you may. I ain't stopping the train. I got a pill full of pain. Hippopotamus. So, Pat, I don't know if you heard about what he's doing on this tour. Like, he's touring with an all-female band and an all-male band. And, like, you don't know who it's going to be each night. It's like a big surprise.
That's cool.
Yeah, that seems odd. So, he's always with those concepts. And now
I know one of those bands is going to have great musicians. And the other band is going to be, you know, just going through the motions. There for to be eye candy.
Are you trying to be the Adam Carolla of music podcasts?
Look, all I want to do is I want to talk about putting my feet up. I like putting my feet up. And it's just something that, that you know, ladies don't like to do it, and guys like to put their feet up.
What? And
go back to drywalling.
The other thing that's Jack White News, oh, was it... He's going to collaborate with the Insane Clown Posse? What's that about?
Ugh. That's been in the works for a while.
Don't do it.
You know, they're both from Detroit.
Maybe that's
I heard he did produce a track for them already a while ago. I don't remember, like a year ago, 6 months ago?
Here's my idea.
It's horrible, obviously. But, yeah, I don't know.
My idea is I want Tom Petty, Jeff Lynne, and Bob Dylan to call up Joe Walsh and Jack White and do a new Traveling Wilburys album. I think that would be fun.
That maybe
Jack White would bring some new to those old dudes.
I think that'd be a good fit.
Yeah,
I would like that.
Or maybe, yeah, it's almost like an X-Men first class thing where it's like, younger Wilburys.
Let's do it. Maybe just forget no original
guys,
members.
But yeah,
okay, now we got to think about this.
You got to have, okay, so Jack White, who else did you say?
I said Joe Walsh.
No.
Oh,
this is going to be new generation.
Oh, it's going to be a new generation.
30s, 40s guys, yeah.
You're talking to the wrong dude.
This is good. We got to work.
We're going to think about this. We can't jump
in. The new Wilburys.
We know Jack White.
Like the new monkeys. Jack White's the linchpin.
Obviously, Rob Thomas.
Right, Pat Monahan from Train.
Good, I'm listening.
Adam Levine.
Hey, let's jump into some dinosaur rock right now. I like to call it prog rock bullshit. This is it's the 30th anniversary of this band.
Yes.
When I was graduated in 82, their debut album, they were a super group, and their debut album was at the top of the charts for 9 weeks.
Wow.
They had a killer song, Heat of the Moment.
Oh, boy.
And they are back with they got back together.
I don't know what's worse, the buildup or actually having to hear it.
Oh, I'm telling you. So they got back together and toured in 2005, and then they recorded albums in 2000. And then they got back in 2007. They recorded brand new albums in 2008, 2010, and now 2012. This is Asia. The album's called Triple X, so I guess that could be 30. And... a lot of times...
Oh, I thought this was the soundtrack to that Vin Diesel movie.
No. And this song is called Face on the Bridge. And they're touting this as a real comeback to the sounding the most like the original album. And I've heard this whole album, and it really does.
Pat, we know. You've talked about this ad nauseum.
I love Asia. Face on the Bridge. I love Asia.
Is doing some Kevin Bacon rage dancing up in the loft. It's awesome.
I'm listening to Carl Palmer on the drums. John Wetton, Jeff Downes, Steve Howe.
And now you find yourself in 82.
For a while, they would change it up. They would go with whatever
year. Oh, really? Whatever year it was.
2085.
Well, 85.
This prog rock bullshit's just a bunch of jive. Gary?
Oh, that's awesome.
I do want to say, I got the new Fiona Apple album over the weekend. Planning to... maybe put some of that on here.
Okay.
And I just can't get my head around what is going on yet.
No kidding.
So I'm just like, she is like an alien. She's like from somewhere else. So I'm not including it because I don't have an opinion yet. It's really, you've heard it?
I heard a little taste, and it's one of those things where you're like, oh, let's see if this is, oh boy, this is like, I have to go to school to listen to this. Like, I can't just dip into it. I gotta fucking sit down,
and I got a copy of it for review, so I really can't, you just can't say this blows, and but you can't say it's genius. I don't know, it's tough.
It wasn't like she just like took a few years off and took a, you know, like a pottery class or something, and then like started work a year ago. It's like when you, like a hose is kinked and then you like unkink it.
It's crazy.
Like, oh, the crazy
came
out.
It's crazy. It's no Asia.
Excellent.
Fiona Asia.
Well, my favorite song so far, this song is is just one of those that kind of defines the times that we live in now. Like Preston is finally starting to listen to the radio. He can't. He won't put up with any of my music, but he'll only listen to that 97.1 station, the Amp or whatever.
That's good. Every child should have an opportunity to form their own taste separate from their parents.
I couldn't agree more. Like, you know, when I was a new dad, like I put the Ramones shirt on him and everything, but it felt dirty. And I'm like, you know what? I got to wait for him to make up his own thing. So now he's like, his music sucks, puts on 97.1. So, and there's some okay things. Like, I like that Rihanna song. It's kind of cool. And Nicki Minaj and I'm at a payphone. You know, all those, all those kind of songs. But the one I look to most for of all.
I have this on my list, I think.
I think
this is the one. This is the overlap. Overlap.
Just play it. Everybody knows this.
Yeah. This is a great song.
Everyone's probably recorded their own parody spoof of this.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the Blair Witch of songs.
Don't ask me, I'll never tell. I look to you as
Carly Rae Jepsen.
Is that iCarly?
No.
No, it's different girl.
I'm so
a totally different girl. But now you're in my way. Your stare was holding. Red jeans, skin
was showing. Hot night wind was blowing. Where you think you're going, baby? Everybody.
Hey, I just met you. And this is crazy. But here's my number. So call me maybe. It's hard to look right.
Rob Thomas is so pissed right now.
Excellent.
It's a great song.
So,
and she doesn't have an album out yet, I don't think. I think she just has like a two-sided single or something.
Right, yeah. She just dropped some other song with Owl City, and it's okay, but it's no...
It's no Call Me Maybe. She has a writing credit on this song, too. Good for her.
Oh, man, that's going to be nice.
She came up with the Call Me part.
Me.
That was Debbie Harry that came up with that.
and that's on your list, too, Pat?
It is, yeah. That was number 10 because I wanted to close out strong, and now I'm not going to.
Oh, sorry about that.
Okay, now this next song is by Aerosmith, and this is not on my best list because this is like I wanted to have one.
What are we doing here then?
Well, I wanted to have one that wasn't good, and this is. This is their first single from their...
I think you already accomplished that.
What? Their first... No, that's Face on the Bridge is amazing. The guy's going to jump off the bridge, and then he doesn't.
Thank you for breaking it down.
So a lot of people hear Asia that they want to jump off a bridge.
Is that song about your high school rival?
No, actually, if I jump back up and play the UFO song, that starts with more,
oh, dear.
More about my high school rival, because the guy puts... gun in his mouth. Okay, ooh, so anyway, I know this is dark, but anyway, stuff. So Aerosmith hasn't had an album of original material out since 2001. Then they did what I hate when bands do, is they did a blues cover album. Yeah. Boo. And so they have an album coming out in August, which I just found out yesterday got pushed back to late September because Steven Tyler said there's a lot of great stuff dropping in August. There isn't. And we didn't want to be in the way of that. Oh, okay. You wouldn't be. So
I heard the record label wanted to move it to Nebuary.
Well, this song is called Legendary Child. And, you know, this is our first new Aerosmith in 11 years. And talk about retreading and rehashing everything that possibly made Aerosmith great at one time. Just listen to this thing. It sounds very familiar.
But didn't you tell me they were claiming they were going back to their 70s roots?
This doesn't sound like the 70s to me.
Wait a minute. You played this like a week ago, didn't you?
I don't think I did.
Gary?
You played something off of something.
I think I did I?
Check out the tapes.
Give a... Instead of saying F.
Yeah, that's lame.
Yeah. Just nothing for me to grab hold on in this.
You played Girls of Summer a few weeks ago, but
yes,
that's from 2002.
And that's a great song, yeah. Girls of Summer was a bonus track on a best of.
I think I'm what I'm talking about. I think I'm what I'm trying to say.
So I just...
that sucks.
The album has 14 tracks on it, and I'm hoping that this is not the best of the lot. Because that, I don't know... This just,
I guess it's kind of hard. You know,
it just leaves me empty.
Yeah, it's... I'm trying to think of what period that harkens back to. But think about like that Dude Looks Like a Lady time, and that was, you know, like their first big comeback, I guess. And that was like 27 years ago. And the storyline then was like, look at who's back. Look at who's still around.
I know. Now they have to come back again.
And it's like 11 years since like their last. It's a long time.
It's way too long.
It's like they're on a different clock than everybody else or something.
Yeah, this is almost like the 25th anniversary of them. Yeah. Having a resurgence. That's right. How fucking crazy their career has been.
It just sounds like an outtake that didn't make one of the 90s albums and they just retreaded it. I don't know. But
well, thank goodness shine some light on it.
I'll play two more. We'll jump back to the one I skipped. This is a band that's been around for 40 years. They put an album out every 2-3 years. They're from Britain. Never got their due. Band called UFO, new album's called Seven Deadly, and this song is called Burn Your House Down.
On our ocean boulevard, I put it in my mouth, I play out my final card. Here it comes out, I don't know.
Fade.
The
chorus.
Calling an audible. Okay, here's. Because like I got you put 10 songs. We used to talk about 5 songs a show.
Yeah.
five each.
Right.
You put 10 in here. You're rubbing it into my face.
It's the best of.
Okay, but
one song didn't get Gary played, so I only have 9 really.
The next one you played these guys last week.
Right, but this is a great album. It's not even out yet.
We did a whole episode on Van Halen. You still had to play another Van Halen
because
song.
That is one of the best albums for me this year.
Yeah, when you played Joe Walsh like three? Joe Walsh recently?
If it's good, it's good. Asia, saying,
you're accusing Aerosmith of retread. What about this fucking playlist?
Look, all I'm
it's
saying
unbelievable.
Is
unbelievable.
Okay,
get out of the rut, old man.
How about this? I'm going to close out with Soul Asylum.
Oh,
and if you don't like this, then you can, I don't know, you can punch me in the gut. This is from their upcoming album, Delayed Reaction, Tommy Stinson on bass.
I don't want to pile on, Pat, but this seems like something you could have talked about in the second half since it's not even out yet. That new Amy Mann song is making the rounds, but that's like a second half song.
I don't have that yet.
And we just heard Aerosmith's never coming out.
Yeah, it's never coming out. It was just terrible.
That was a warning to tell people to stay away from the Aerosmith. But I definitely tell you to pick up the Soul Asylum.
You told us that last week.
But you need another taste of it.
All right, here it is.
It's called Take Manhattan.
Just wasting more time arguing about it.
In the middle of the summertime, he was from out on the coast, and ever since he said he'd never stop until they got it right. It's what they wanted the most.
That is right in my, I hate the saying, but it's right in my wheelhouse. I love that.
It does sound like
it sounds pretty
classic.
Good.
Classic Soul Asylum.
Soul Asylum, yeah.
I'm glad you carried the torch for UFO. I'm glad to be doing this show every week with you guys. It's a lot of laughs.
No, we'll see you we'll tell us what you think when we're at show 104.
But so thanks everybody for listening, and please tell a friend if you like it.
Yeah, thanks for listening, supporting us for a whole year. Thanks to Matt, always being here, manning the boards with attitude. Gary. I'm Pat Francis.
I am Gary Lucy. Travel safe, Pat, and we'll holl at you next time. Matt, play us out with something.
Yeah.
This is Howard Kramer from the.
Didn't we talk about him a week ago? This is bullcrap.
Have a summer. This is Summer Siren.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Summer Siren, Summer Siren, Summer, Summer Siren, chase me from the island.